Imagination, imagination. A dream can be a dream come true with just that spark in me and you.
You're listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, Eye on the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Cara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We definitely have our eye on the community as we are here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits. And today we're talking to people who are definitely passionate and motivated about their profession. My next guest is Sherry Winchester Schultz, who actually has a great magazine. It is called Chicago Home Improvement, and it's a great resource. It is free. And first of all, Sherry, tell us a little bit about how you got this passion and how this particular magazine came to be.
Well, just a little over 3 years ago, Network Communications Incorporated, which is the largest printer of real estate publications in the country, they bought several home improvement and home and garden titles across the country, and one of them was Atlanta Home Improvement. And it was such a beautiful magazine, and it's such a great resource to the people in Atlanta that they wanted to share it with other communities. So they launched several magazines, Dallas Home Improvement, DC Home Improvement Magazine, and they also launched one here in Chicago. And at that time, I was hired to be a sales associate, and I loved the magazine. I thought the whole idea was awesome. As a homeowner, I was always looking for resources for reputable companies that I could hire to come and do work at my home, looking for ideas on things to do inside, outside the home, and I thought this fit the bill perfectly. So I was just selling advertising, and a year and a couple months later, I owned the magazine. So I am the owner of Chicago Home Improvement Magazine now. It is a free monthly magazine, and it's all about making love connections between homeowners and local companies that will come in and do the job for them.
Oh, fantastic. And now where can someone get one of these magazines? Are they around at different stores? Or?
Yes, Mike. We have over 800 locations all over Chicagoland. Half of the books are in home improvement type locations. So it could be something like a J.C. Lick paint store or Lumber Liquidator flooring store, Studio 41, or a small kitchen and bath showroom, flooring showroom. And then the other half of the books are in high traffic areas. So it could be a Chinese restaurant or Rosati's Pizza, or it could be a Metro train stop or a spa, salon, doctor's office. They're out there in the community just waiting for people to pick them up. Most often you find them on the countertop or in a vestibule of an establishment. If you go to our website, you can pick up you can look up where the distribution locations are. You can just put it in your town and it'll tell you how close the nearest distribution point is.
And as we're mentioning that this is a free publication, you also have an annual book that we see over there. Then that's something that comes out once a year, or?
Right. Every March we distribute our source book, which is sort of like a yellow pages of home improvement companies. It has phone numbers in it for everybody from landscapers to plumbers to roofers to kitchen modelers. And it's a great thing to be able to shove into your junk drawer or sit next to the yellow pages that you have at home. And it's just, like I said, it's just phone numbers. And it comes out in March. We distribute it a couple times throughout the year. And it's also at the same locations that you would find our magazine.
And then we're talking about finding, you know, reputable contractors or people that definitely, you know, can improve your home improvement. And we want to mention that, no disrespect to people that put flyers on your door. I'm sure that that's all well and good. But, you know, when you read a magazine like this, you know that the people in it are definitely first rate then.
That's right. Because they've spent the money to try and get their information into your hands. Our magazine, aside from having ads in it, it also has editorial in it. And our editor, she contacts local companies, and sometimes they're big companies and sometimes they're small companies, but she contacts people here in the Chicagoland area when she's writing her stories. So when you're reading the story, instead of finding out what's going on the East Coast or West Coast, you're getting information from people right here in Chicagoland. So, you know, things that might work on the West Coast as far as landscaping is concerned, for example, wouldn't work here. You know, our temperatures, our climates are different. So it gives you an opportunity to see what is happening here in Chicagoland, and helps you to think outside the box when you start to remodel your home inside or outside.
And as owner, Sherry, I'm sure that there's a lot of work, but the whole thing with this series is there is a lot of work, but, you know, being passionate about it and, you know, having that determination that while there's a lot of work that goes into it, I'm sure there's an aspect of fun in the sense that this is what you really want to do and just having a love for it.
You know, for me, it's all about helping people. So I see my magazine as helping two different sets of people. It helps homeowners who are looking for the reputable companies to hire, and it helps those reputable companies with providing them a voice, a place where they can actually showcase their materials. You know, they can send us pictures, all the photos that we have in the magazine, like the picture on the cover. On this particular cover, the November issue, it's a photo from Merillat Cabinets, which is a national company, but oftentimes we have local people. We have Normandy Builders there in Hinsdale. We've had we've had various people, but if you can go to our Facebook fan page, and I post every magazine on our Facebook fan page, so you can see the past issues. I take the past issues to the home shows, so every spring and fall I've got 11 different magazines as well as a source book available, so people can come and pick them up. And you can go to our website. The website has great stories. It doesn't have all of the stories that are in each magazine, but it has very good stories that will help you make your plans and inspire you, hopefully.
And now, is this magazine about you know, hooking up with, you know, different, like, contractors and different professionals, or is there, like, a bit of, like, self-home improvement in it, or how does it work?
Well, some of the stories we have, you know, a lot of folks want to save themselves money. And we had, for example, in our March issue, we did a great story on cabinets. And the story basically said, you know, here are about six different things that you could do to your cabinets. You could either just change the drawer pulls, and this is a very small economical thing that you can do, and you can do it yourself, and you can reface them and you can refinish them, or you can completely yank them out and start all over again. And basically we gave kind of a price point. You know, this would be inexpensive, this would be moderately expensive, this would be very expensive. This is a job that you can do yourself. Maybe this is one you want to call the professionals in on. So our magazine isn't necessarily geared towards do-it-yourselfers, but it can help you decide whether or not this is a task that you could take on yourself. A lot of times people think, oh, I can do this myself, and they'll rip out whatever it is that they're working on and then discover, ooh, yeah, maybe not such a good idea. Maybe I should call on the professionals. So when you can find a publication like ours that can give you some insight and some information, it can hopefully help you from getting into that situation where you're kind of stuck and you have to call somebody real fast. You know, you can do your homework, you can make your decisions, and then hopefully hire the people that will do the job for you and do it correctly.
And we're talking, Sherry, you know, about the wonders of the internet. Now, as far as your website, is that necessarily a actual internet version of the magazine? Or, is, I mean, they're two separate entities, and the website serves as like a supplement to the magazine? Or?
Yes, the website is a resource. You can go to the website. You can look up, say you're looking for flooring companies. You can put in flooring, and it'll give you a list of all the flooring companies that we have on our website. You can pick a flooring story to read on the website, and then you can also put in the distribution, you know, look for a place to pick up the magazine at. On the website, which is www.homeimprovementmag.com, it just has the resources. It does not have the magazine itself. But if you go to our Facebook fan page at Chicago Home Improvement Magazine, then that's where the entire magazine can be seen.
And we're talking about Facebook, Sherry. Has that kind of been more interactive? I mean, I'm sure you read a lot of the posts. So, I mean, this Facebook thing, it can be great and bad, but, I mean, it definitely is a great thing that lets you connect
right
with people.
It does. It gives people another opportunity to ask a question. And if I don't have the answer myself, I can go to all of my contacts and say, hey, I have a lady who has a question about windows. This is her question. What would you recommend? And then I can come back to her, or if that particular window company was on Facebook, then they could answer her directly on our Facebook fan page.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Sherry, I want to thank you so much. And any final thoughts that we want to talk, you know, talking about that this is basically your passion, and this is something that you enjoy, and you enjoy helping others is the key then.
I do. And the whole magazine is geared toward telling and enlightening people, giving them ideas and telling them things that they didn't know. There's so much out there in the home improvement industry that is constantly changing. Right now, green is such a big topic, and people are very interested in looking for sustainable and renewable resources as they do the remodeling. And every month we try to give them ideas on how to live and remodel green. There's just a lot of information as far as ideas and inspiration that could be taken from our magazine. And there's a lot of facts and a lot of local people. It's all Chicagoland people that we try to promote, and it's a great opportunity for folks that are living in any community to find somebody that's near them or just a couple communities over to come and do the projects for them.
Okay, Sherry, and people can go to the internet as far as finding out where the magazine is so they know where to pick one up?
That's right. HomeImprovementMag.com.
Okay, my guest has been Sherry Winchester Schultz. Today we're talking about people who are definitely passionate about their profession. You are listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits. And please catch us again next time.